bunch of with the employment picture as it is, there are many sectors that need help in your discussion. You talked about veterans, and, of course, veteran unemployment is a real problem. But I think an area that's easy to overlook is young people who may have dropped out of school, perhaps didn't have direction or perhaps didn't feel that school was meeting their needs, and now are out in the job market trying to find something without perhaps a diploma or maybe trying to get a GED. But what are some things that that your group can do to help people who perhaps were somewhat challenged in school to help find a not only a rewarding job but also a job that pays decently so they're not underemployed?
Well, I think the first thing is to just for students or young people to realize that it takes some education and some skill sets to acquire a job that's good paying with a substantial income for the future, a career ladder, good benefits. A young person, any person, has to make a commitment to build their own skill sets in order to achieve that goal. So if a young person who's dropped out of school realizes after being in the employment arena for a while that I have to get some more skills, to come to our office here in Macomb at the First Bankers Trust Building and just find out what opportunities there are. We do assist people in job training and looking for a new career path.
How important, too, is it to help them perhaps make up for some academic deficiencies? Because as in the discussion we had here, it used to be that you could probably slack off in the classroom. You could go out and get a factory job. That really isn't the way it is anymore because manufacturers are demanding more technical skills of people who you might not think need that. And is it important to help perhaps people who have dropped out of high school to essentially make up some of those deficiencies, perhaps in, say, math even?
Well, absolutely. Math is absolutely critical, and that's one of the areas that we score the lowest when it comes to evaluating the quality of our workforce. Math is always a challenge, and getting folks to understand how important math is in every aspect of work, not just in specific jobs, is essential for us. And so we're trying to share that message with all that reading and math are critical skills for all people to have. The adult education system, and we partner, of course, with Spoon River College here and Carl Sandburg College, has a whole system prepared to assist young people and any adult, particularly in increasing their math skills.
You know, if one were to read the headlines and not look at the information such as the Illinois Pathways Initiative, one would think that all the good manufacturing jobs have been shipped off to third world countries. We are not creating anything in this country anymore. And that's not really the case. It's kind of under the radar that there are actually, not only are there manufacturing jobs, but there are manufacturers who can't find the people they need.
That's absolutely true. As we come out of this last economic times and we see companies now looking for specifically welders in this area, there's a great challenge to find those skill sets. So there are jobs out there, but as you say, with manufacturing, it's a higher skill set. It does require some academic skills, and it does require some commitment and technology skills. And we do work with companies and with our educational institutions to provide that type of trained worker.
For welding, which obviously is a great need in this area, how long does one have to invest in a training program to be able to come out and get it? Is it a year program? Is it a two-year program? Or what would it take for someone who says, I would like to get a welder and try to get one of those jobs?
Well, it depends on the type of welding, and so that's specific to different companies. But there's training programs everywhere from 4 weeks to 1 year to a two-year associate's degrees. That and many times with that associate's degree comes not just the welding, but other machining types of skill sets, which puts an individual on a career path. So welding might start someone in a company that might be a great place to begin your career, but there are many opportunities for training in the manufacturing sector.
So you'd perhaps like to add in this regard overall, but I'm talking particularly young people in employment and training.
So I think that one of the things that we do look at is for young people that are in school, in high school right now, what are the opportunities for dual credit with a community college in vocational training areas in welding or in the healthcare field as well. Some of the high schools have a partnership through the career technical system with the community college for, like, for example, CNA training. So there's many opportunities to begin a career even still when you're in high school. And then for young people that have dropped out, again, the workforce system is there to help them reconnect to the education system and to the workplace.